From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A ruling in the Federal Appeals Court in Richmond raises questions the Supreme Court will have to answer. Among them, under what circumstances can an American citizen be held incommunicado in prison as an enemy combatant? The case involves an American citizen captured in Afghanistan. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Yasser Hamdi, an American citizen captured during the Afghan War, has been designated an enemy combatant and held in solitary confinement for over a year. He's not been convicted of a crime or charged with one. Rather, he's been designated an enemy combatant by the Department of Defense, which asserts it may hold him incommunicado for as long as it deems necessary. A federal district judge ruled initially that Hamdi has the right to a lawyer and to contest the charges against him in some court. But in January, a panel of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond ruled that based on what it called the undisputed fact that Hamdi was seized in an active combat zone, he could be held indefinitely. The Federal Public Defender's Office asked the full 12-judge court to reconsider the issue, but the full court has refused by an 8-4 vote. Most pointed were two dissents filed by judges with two very different perspectives. Judge Diana Motz, appointed by President Clinton, said the Constitution does not permit the abrogation of all due process rights based, as here, on an affidavit filed by a Pentagon official who was not in Afghanistan and whose testimony cannot be tested in court. Judge Michael Luttig, often mentioned as a possible Supreme Court nominee for President Bush, was more acerbic. The rationale presented by the court majority, he said, was transparently indefensible. The majority claims, he said, to provide meaningful judicial review when it does nothing of the kind. There is not a single statement of the record, said Judge Luttig, that in fact supports the court's contention that Hamdi was, quote, indisputably seized in an active zone of combat operations. All that could be said for sure, based on the information filed, said Luttig, is that Hamdi concedes he was residing in Afghanistan at the time he was seized by the Northern Alliance and turned over to American troops. The same could be said in some future unconventional war about an embedded journalist or a tourist caught in a war zone. The possibility of that happening, said Luttig, is hardly infinitesimal, but surely we would not say that that individual had received meaningful judicial review of his designation as an enemy combatant if the only thing he conceded was that he was seized in a combat zone. In the last analysis, though, Luttig said the courts cannot and should not provide meaningful review of such facts and that under the Constitution, the courts, in all probability, should defer to the judgments of the President of the United States when he designates someone an enemy combatant. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.